You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Does your plump pooch waddle like a hairy ottoman? Is your fat feline demanding food around the clock? What is behind the supersizing of our pets? You know, obesity is a big deal among dogs and cats. Not only do extra pounds take the spring out of their step, it can also shorten their lives and take a bite out of your wallet to cover veterinary costs. Help is here. Our special guest today is Dr. Ernie Ward, a top veterinarian who not only knows medicine, but knows how to help you save on your vet bills and your pet bills. You might have seen him on some of your favorite shows like Animal Planet and The Rachel Ray Show. In fact, he is the go-to vet for Rachel. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ward.
Thanks, Arden, for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, the good doc is going to share with us how to keep our pets from becoming plump, plus offer some ways to save on our pocketbook for our most priceless asset, our pets. So sit and stay. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is Dr. Ernie Ward. And let me give you his little credentials. He is the founder and chief of staff at Seaside Animal Care. It is a full-service animal veterinary hospital in Calabash, North Carolina. I hope that means you've got some good golf courses near there. Is that right?
There are more than one. That's right.
Well, I got a dog named Chipper, so sometimes, you know, I try to get out on the links. So just
and
wanted
I
to know.
A lot of mulligans for my patients, you bet.
Well, I should really name my dog the way I play, which would be Triple Bogey, but, you know, nobody needs to know.
Yeah, well, I have a favorite patient named Duffer, so I guess you guys could get along just great.
That's right. That's right. You know, you bring a lot to people in this time. I mean, sometimes I think people could be guilty of loving their pets a little too much by heaping up on their food bowl, giving them table scraps. I think this is sort of a two-part show, if you will. We want to pick your brain, if you will, about some ways we can keep our pets at a healthy weight, and then how do we keep our pocketbooks and our wallets at a healthy weight. So, you know, you're kind of on task for a couple of missions. I hope you'll accept these missions.
You bet. Nothing excites me more.
Okay, well, I don't want to do the Mission Impossible theme because you know what? It's not needed. We have Dr. Ernie Ward. Now, you've been on Animal Planet, NBC Nightly News, CNN, and what are you, like BFF with Rachel Ray? I mean, let's talk. Come on, we had her on last week, and she was great. And I want to say, how cool is that?
Yeah, Rachel is very cool. She is a true pet lover. She is passionate about these issues, and it's just been an honor and privilege to work with her these past couple of years. And I'll tell you, she is the real deal, which is refreshing in today's celebrity world.
Oh, I totally agree. We became buddies when I told her I love pit bulls, and I say that they have that meaty cheek smile. I've got some friends with pits, and they're one of my favorite breeds, don't you think?
Yeah, and one of the most misunderstood and maligned. I mean, this is a breed that was known as nanny dogs for many, many years. They are family dogs, they're great protectors, and they've been totally misused and abused by a few rogue elements of our society. So I support Rachel's efforts to try to get the word out about how great pit bulls really are.
So how did you two meet, and do you ever hang out with Izzy Boo, her pit bull?
Well, certainly I get to hang out with Izzy Boo, and that's one of the perks. I think the way Rachel and I connected was just some of my efforts to get the word out about taking better care of pets, and I think that we had similar personalities and similar ambitions, and it just worked out really, really well. I think both of us are truly passionate about pets. Of course, she does much more than I could ever do, but I think we sense that in each other, and we've just been able to build that relationship.
Well, I know she gets a lot of awards like Emmys and things like that, but in the vet world, if you're doing that comparable, you know, to be named Speaker of the Year at the North American Vet Conference, that's a big deal. I know you didn't get a big Oscar for it, but there's a lot of competition for that honor, so congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what were you speaking about, if I may ask?
Well, general medicine. I'm a general practitioner, so I talk about it. And, of course, obesity is one of the topics that I'm extremely passionate about. And in 2005, I founded the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention because I was concerned that veterinarians weren't quite understanding or even aware of how big a problem obesity was becoming in our pets. And so we started this foundation, and we've gone on to conduct two nationwide studies, and I'd love to discuss some of the results of those studies with you. And we just released the data from the 2008 study, and Arden, the results are not good. They're very disappointing. In fact, they went up from 2007 and 2006. And right now, basically, half of all the nation's dogs and cats are overweight or obese. And that means about 84 million of our loved pets are suffering needlessly. Because obesity and being overweight, it doesn't stop with just a few unsightly pounds. You know, it's going to lead to diseases like, and expensive diseases like type 2 diabetes and arthritis.
Right.
And breathing problems, and many forms of cancers, and we can just go on and on with a list. And when I see 84 million patients that are affected like this, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there, and that's why I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it tonight.
As you know, we wear many collars, you and I, in this pet world, and I would love to get my paws around that 2008 study to also share with the catnip and phyto-friendly readers for the magazines I run. I think sometimes we love them to death, don't you think? I remember my dad used to sneak our family dog, Crackers, that was her name, a hamburger that he would go to a drive-thru, get a hamburger for himself with all the trimmings, and give this beagle a burger too. And then he thought it was cute that her nickname was Pickle Barrel, because that's what she ended up looking like. So I think part of it is, the dogs aren't taking the keys to our cars and going through the fast food and say, supersize me, right?
The problem is, I say we confuse affection with confection. And so the next time that your dog or cat pleads with you those eyes, I want people to think and say, wait a second, is this a cry for food or what it really is, which is a cry for affection. They really want our interaction. And so we've confused this. We have confused what they are asking for, and the easy answer is to reach for a treat, to reach for the hamburger as your father did, to reach for things that are actually unhealthy. And the problem is that fat or overweight pet is going to be crippled by lots of diseases. And so I have to ask myself, is it worth it? Is that hamburger worth it? Is that extra treat worth it? Because we're going to really be paying for that down the road, and not just paying for it financially, but certainly emotionally. When we, if you've ever had to help a dog into a car, or you've had to pick a cat up out of a litter box because they can no longer get themselves out, this takes a tremendous toll. So that's why it's important. And you know, it's a simple equation, Arden. This isn't rocket science. I'm not here to reveal anything earth-shattering and land, you know, changing. It's just simply we're feeding too many calories. And it starts really with the food labels on the bags. Remember that the AFCO requirements are based on adult dogs that are intact. That means they're not spayed or they're not neutered. Now, we know that neutering or spaying your pet reduces their daily caloric needs by 25 to 30%.
Wait a minute, Dr. Ward, can you neuter me or spay me, I guess? I could lose like 25% of my weight. I'm just teasing. It's not a joking matter, but you know, you're right. Sometimes people will get in the habit of feeding their pet the same amount or whatever the label is, and they don't what are some of the things, factors they need to take into account?
Right. So looking at, if you feed by the label, you're already feeding 25% too much, period. Okay. And I think then people need to start to look at, how many calories does my pet really need? For most indoor cats, it's less than 200 calories. In fact, my typical recommendation is about 180 calories a day. All right, they just don't need it. Cats aren't burning off this injury. They're not going to the gym or the treadmill, and they're not jogging around the block. Okay, now for like a 20-pound average sized dog, indoor dog, again, we're looking at 350, maybe 400 calories a day. Now start to look at your treats. This is the culprit. These are, I call them the silent saboteurs, because the treats are giving us the real problem here. Because basically, what people are doing is they're feeding treats that are 50, 100, even more calories, and if it's a 20-pound dog and they get 100 calories a day in treats, well, right there, that's half of what they should have gotten. It's very, very easy. One of the treats I like, of course, is a Boo Biscotti. It's 12 calories per treat. Okay, that's really low cal, and you know, you can couple that with some carrots, with some broccoli, asparagus. I mean, one of my favorite treats is we'll have people freeze little bits of carrots or whatever fruit and vegetable that you like in an ice cube, put it in the freezer. Dogs love the crunchy. It's a warm day, as spring is approaching. They can crunch and chew on these ice cubes, and then they get that extra vitamins and nutrients that they can get from these vegetables. So, you know, be creative with it. The dog foods that are out there, I mean, I'll tell you, if people will just look at the caloric content and choose one, then I think they'll find it's pretty good. Rachel Ray's Nutrish, good example. Very healthy, whole, you know, grains and fruits, meats, the first ingredient. But it's only about 320 calories or calories per cup. And Arden, you're not going to believe this, but when Rachel Ray launched her food, there were critics that said there were too few calories in it. And I just was shocked. I was like, you're kidding me. That's the whole point, you know. So 326 calories per cup is pretty good. And so people need to just become more informed, look at some of these products out there, read the labels more carefully, and make smart, informed choices. I mean, it's really not that hard.
No, I agree. I know there was a study done several years ago with Labradors, and when they were fed, the group that was fed 25% of what the recommended amount was, they were the ones that maintained a healthy weight. So I think this 25% you were talking earlier about, intact versus neutered and spayed, you know, it really does ring true. You know,
and that
I
was
think
a remarkable landmark study too, because
right, that was a whole life of these dogs. Yeah. This wasn't just a 30-second. This was
no.
They took groups of Labradors.
Years. Yeah. You live 2 years longer if you were in the normal to lean category. That's
right.
2 extra years of loving your dog, walking around the block, playing and interacting. Plus, you're avoiding all the expense and pain and suffering associated with these chronic incurable diseases.
Now, are there other ways? Because what is it with us two-leggers that we feel the need to dole out the treats? when, you know, it's a celebration, a celebratory kind of a situation. So in my house, what I do is I break up the treats into tiny itty bitties, and there's a rule that you have to do a trick for a treat, and you don't always get the treat. You get the praise, the applause, or whatever. So it's almost like my dogs are in Vegas. They never know when they pull that handle whether they're going to get a jackpot or not. And I think personally that they work harder for good behavior when you just don't hand it to them.
I love that approach. And I have a saying I use with my clients, Arden, and it goes like this. Dogs don't do division. So that means you can take a treat and break it into as many bits as you want, and it's the same reward because it's emotional, just like you're hitting on.
Right. Okay, that's good. So I'm doing the right thing, huh?
Yeah, that's great. And make them work for it. They've got to learn to earn it. But even more importantly, for people out there, you know, instead of reaching for that treat every time they plead with those puppy dog eyes, reach down and pet them. Interact with them.
Well, the other thing I have to share with you, I try to keep in good shape, and I have a 60-pound dog, Chipper, the Golden Retriever Husky mix. We just enrolled in a new class where you get to work out with your dog. Oh, my gosh. I have now gotten a new appreciation for the expression dog tired.
I love it. And these types of parallel weight loss programs, that's what we're in complete support of. That's one of the reasons why I founded the association and one of the reasons we're working so hard to bring awareness.
Well, I am really glad that I've gotten to meet you. I'm surprised we haven't crossed paths, but I'm just warning you now, our leashes will tangle now in the future because you have really, really good credentials and I want the world to know more about you. We are speaking with Dr. Ernie Ward. He runs a full-service animal veterinary hospital in Calabash, North Carolina. He's also founded the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, and one of his pals is some chick named Rachel Ray, who has now launched a new line of pet foods and treats, the Nutrish line. And believe me, this is a woman who knows her nutrition. She knows her way around the kitchen. She has a wonderful dog named Izzy Boo, and you know that she's going to make sure what Izzy Boo eats is going to be good for Izzy Boo. So we're going to talk to Dr. Ward right after this commercial break and find out some ways maybe we can save a little bit on our pocketbook, too, when it comes to pet expenses. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Human? What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Rachel Ray, and you're listening to Oh Behave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're chatting with Dr. Ernie Ward, a veterinarian in North Carolina, who you might have seen him on many different television shows. He's a frequent flyer, if you will, on The Rachel Ray Show. He's been on NBC Nightly News, CNN, Animal Planet, you name it. He has many good messages to give all of us who are fortunate to have a tail wagger or a purr throttle machine in our home. And I'm very tickled that you're on the show. I know you're traveling a little bit, Dr. Ward, so I'm happy we could speak with you today. And I guess let's just get this out of the way. If people want to try the Nutrish, we have it right on our PetLifeRadio.com page. They can actually bag a bag of food, right?
That's right. Those giveaways are, we want people to know about this product. I think it's a good product, and I really appreciate you telling your listeners about it.
Okay, now let's get into the pocketbook issue. You know, even in this tight economy, I think pets are also feeling the bite, but yet they're such assets to us. I don't know, some people, when you're feeling down or whatever, you can just look at your dog and start laughing. My dog just like threw a ball at me today. I didn't throw the ball. Chipper did. She looked at me like, well, are we playing? Game on? And, you know, I just took a few minutes and we played a little ball in the backyard. And I came back to this computer and I'm like, I'm ready. Thank you, Chipper. So let's talk about some things that we can do to really be smarter with our dollars for our pets without sacrificing their care.
And you know, Arden, you touched on something really important to this whole issue. And I first became aware of this personally post 9/11. And during that sort of turmoil, I saw people turning inward to the family, to their loved ones, and of course to their pets. And I'm seeing the same thing all across the country as I speak to veterinarians and different organizations, that people are turning to their pets again. And so I think in these hard economic times, these challenging times, it's really important to focus on the family. And of course, for us, our family includes our four-legged critters. And so I think anything we can do to help them, keep them healthy and maintain it, it's only going to benefit us in the end. And you know, I think oftentimes people forget that their veterinarian is actually their best choice or opportunity, really, to learn how to save money, because we're in the business of keeping pets healthy. That's really what we do. We fix things when they're broken, of course, but ultimately, I think, you know, we want to prevent disease. And so some things you can do that will save you money, of course, number one is, just like your grandma told you, you want to stay healthy. And how do you stay healthy? Well, you eat right, you exercise, and you get plenty of rest. And that same rule applies for pets. So for us, you know, we talked a little bit about obesity during the first half, but this is something that will affect your pet and cost you lots of money. So just avoid it. For me, the conversation begins when they're puppies and kittens, because if I can tell people how to feed properly and exercise correctly when they're puppies and kittens, I'm probably not going to deal with an older pet that's crippled with arthritis or heart failure. So for us, let's maintain a healthy lifestyle. One thing, too, that doesn't get talked about a lot, and your listeners may be interested to know, is water consumption. You know, people don't even know, how much water should my dog or cat drink? Well, for people and for dogs and cats, it's about the same. And that's about an ounce of water per pound per day. So an average cat's going to drink about a cup, and a 20-pound dog's going to drink a couple of cups a day. And so that's something to watch for as well.
That's,
you know, make
good.
Sure you've got good, clean water. Yeah, because I think this chronic this sort of chronic low-grade dehydration affects our health more than we ever maybe think about it. Second thing, I think, of course, goes right along with a healthy lifestyle, and that's feeding the best food you can get. You know, in computers, they have a saying called garbage in, garbage out, right? Well, if you put garbage in your body, whether you're a pet or a person, you're going to get garbage results. And so spend a little extra money on these premium foods. One of the foods I like that you can buy at Walmart or Kroger or any of these big retailers is the Rachel Ray Nutrish. I mean, I think it's a great, you know, Rachel's about good food and fun, and she did a great job. And I think for me, the extra money that you might spend on a food such as that is only going to pay dividends in the long run, because, you know, it's really about what we put into our bodies.
So now, is this what you would say, yummo? Would you say yummo?
Yummo. Now, the other thing, too, because it's a hard economic time, we may not have the opportunity to write a check out to our local shelter, right? So, Rachel's right. The thing I like about this food, and the reason I'm so honored to be a part of this program, is the fact that all of Rachel's proceeds from Rachel Ray Nutrish food go to Rachel's Rescue, right? 100% of Rachel's proceeds from Nutrish go to the rescue. And that means you're giving back while you're giving something good to your pet. And for me, that means a lot, because I know that not all of my clients have extra cash to give to their shelters, but this is the way we can give to shelters.
Yeah. She's putting her money where her mouth is, and you can just go to the nutrishforpets.com and see some of the different organizations that are benefiting by her proceeds from the sale of this food.
And they need it more than ever. The shelters are swelling with abandoned pets. They're underfunded. Right now, times are really tough. So this is one of those, it's pretty remarkable. It's one of those ways you can give back.
I think we've hit the food bowl a lot. Let's now look at someone comes into your veterinary clinic or someone else's, and they always have that trepidation. Oh my gosh, it's going to cost me a lot. I don't know. I don't want to have to sacrifice my pet. So what are some smart things right up front working with your veterinarian that we can do that can save us some money when it comes to maybe like vaccinations or some of their care? What would you recommend?
You know, in 2005, the USDA, which is the governing body for vaccines for pets, approved the first three-year distemper parvo hepatitis vaccine for dogs. In 2006, for cats. And in this day and age, when there's so much concern about vaccine reactions, people should insist that their veterinarian is using the approved three-year vaccines. There's just no reason not to. The science is solidly behind this. Most of the world has long been doing this. Many progressive veterinarians like myself have been doing it for many, many years. And with USDA-approved vaccines, there's no excuse. So that's one of the first things you can do. It doesn't mean that you don't still go to your vet once a year or even twice a year, but it does mean that you can reduce some costs there and certainly, I think, have better protection. But even though it sounds contrarian, you know, I'm saying here's how you can save money on your pet but still go to your vet, the truth is, if we can diagnose diseases like kidney disease, like diabetes, like arthritis early, then we're going to save money and our pets are going to suffer less. And that's, you know, there's nothing breaks my heart more than to see a dog that comes in crippled with arthritis because it's going to be expensive and really frustrating to treat. Nothing breaks my heart more than to see a kitty cat that is so debilitated by kidney disease, and I only wish I could turn back the hands of time to 6 months prior when the disease was just starting. Simple lifestyle changes, changing the food, changing the water intake could have prevented all of this.
When you equate 6 months in a cat or a dog's life, that is years in equivalence to us, right?
Sure, 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And here's the thing, too. If your vet's not giving you a good, thorough examination, if you're not walking out of there with documentation of what actually transpired, ask for it or get another vet. In this day and age when money is so tight, demand the best, okay? Sure, it may cost you a little bit more, but in the long run, you get what you pay for, and I'll tell you right now, get a thorough physical examination and get a good relationship going. You know, that's so important because your vet, year after year, is going to see subtle changes that maybe sometimes we are too close to the problem. We overlook.
I can tell you, I call mine two cats and two dogs my furry Fab Four. And my oldest is a 14-year-old cat named Callie. Okay, she's a calico. I'm not that clever on names. But a couple of years ago, this was, I called her my cheap date because we just had the routine semi-annual visits and, you know, her vaccinations when needed. And she never, you know, drove the car or did anything, you know, of high risk. And then all of a sudden, pop, she gets hyperthyroidism. And it was my timed perfectly with one of my book royalties that covered the amount of my book royalty. Isn't that magical? Covered the exact amount for her bill to get her radioactive iodine treatment. But you know what? She's healthy now. And I have had her now even 2 more years. So I'm very fortunate that I have pet insurance for my pets. A whole lot of people are on the bubble about that. But from a veterinarian standpoint, what can you share about the pros or cons of pet insurance?
Listen, I'm a huge fan of pet insurance, but with a caveat, okay? Mm-hmm. I like pet insurance for what it's really designed to do, and that is to treat and pay for the unexpected, sort of like your hyperthyroid visit, and the expensive, okay? I don't like pet insurance programs that then want to cover routine and all this other because I don't think you get the best use of your money. What I do want to use insurance for is when my pet has some crazy trauma. You know, I was just talking with a person whose cat jumped up in their house. They had an ornamental sword hanging on the wall. It impaled itself. Thousands of dollars of surgery later, of course, it was a happy outcome. But, you know, if they had had insurance for that crazy occurrence, no problem, right? So I hear these stories over, all over the country, and that's why I'm a big fan of pet insurance. With today's new plans, you know, you can certainly, I'll tell you a great website for your listeners. It's
okay.
a third party, it's called petinsurancereview.com. And just go there. All, you know, people comment on all the different insurance products. They have a rating system. You can learn about all the different offerings and pick the one that you like, that suits your needs best. But petinsurancereview.com, I think, is a great website. It's where I send my clients. Certainly, I have my favorite pet insurance product, which is Pet Plan U.S., but that's the largest one in the world. But, you know, everybody needs to kind of figure out what works best for them, but I kind of stick with the ones that say, hey, what's going to happen if it's unexpected or expensive?
Okay, that sounds good. Now, we haven't asked you how people can – do you have a website as well, or is your veterinary clinic online? What is that?
Yeah, in fact, the easiest way for people to get in touch with me is drernieward.com.
Just oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they can go there, and we've got clips from the Rachel Show up there. We've got some little articles, and certainly they can always email me if they have any questions.
So what kind of critters do you have in your home?
I have two cats, one of which has 25 toes. His name is Freddy, after Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
We have Itty Bitty Kitty, who is all grown up now. And then we get really creative, Arden. We have Sandy, our beach mutt. And she's Sandy because she looks like Sandy. We live at the beach. And I owe all those names to my beautiful two daughters.
Oh, cool. Well, I want your daughters to be around when I need to name a cat or a dog. Because, I mean, other than naming my dog Chipper for my love of golf, I mean, I know Callie the Calico isn't that original, so I will have to solicit your daughters when it comes that time in life, but I've got a full house right now. We are speaking with Dr. Ernie Ward. He runs a veterinary clinic in Calabash, North Carolina. He likes to reach out to you, and he is committed to keeping our pets in good shape and good health. You've seen him on the Rachel Ray Show and Animal Planet. He actually just decided, you know what? I'm not going to just talk about it. I'm going to do something about it. So he founded the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention. So we can love our pets, but let's love them smartly. So I am so glad and honored that we had Dr. Ernie Ward on our show today. I want you to jot down these websites. They're really going to help you and your pets. It is drernieward.com, petinsurancereview.com, and the Rachel Ray site, nutrishforpets.com. And please visit the contests page on the Pet Life Radio site to see how you can get a free bag of the new pet foods and treats, the Nutrish line, that has been prepared by Rachel Ray for Izzy Boo and all the great dogs out here in America. Again, Dr. Ward, I appreciate you being here. Is there any parting advice you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
No, I just appreciate your efforts and your listeners for loving the pet creatures that we are so lucky to have in our lives. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Ward. At this time, I also want to thank my very cool producer, I just made you a doctor, Mark Winter. Well, he's a doctor when it comes to things. He knows what he's doing. He helps me every single day as I fumble and stumble and try to get good messages out for you and your pets. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.